The question. Now, do you come in this prayer line? These elders and people standing here, Christians, that's filled with the Holy Spirit, is going, with, along with myself, is going to lay hands on every person that passes through here, and you know that you're going to be healed. Go right off of here and say, it's all right. I'm going to be well. That settles it. Now, when this line is over, then we're going to call section after section till everybody gets prayed for it, wants to be prayed for it. I promise you. How many out there will be praying for this prayer line? Raise your hand. All right. Brother, on the organ, give us that song, Only Believe Now, and let's pray now, everybody, and brothers, sisters, stand right where you are. Don't let a person come by without laying hands on them. Get someone here now who can help the people on the platform. Someone can help them off. Come here, Brother Fred, if you will. Brother Fred Southman, there, one of my trustees. Come here and help the people off the platform as they come on. Stand right along here. And somebody come down there to help down there. Or have they got an usher down there, fine. All right, let's bow our heads now. Our Heavenly Father, we are here to help you. And we realize as we minister to your children, you said, insomuch as you have done unto the least of these that believe in me, you have did it to me. Now here's mothers, fathers, sweethearts, children standing in this line here, little babies. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that as we in our humble way, with all that we know how to do for the people, is preach the word, explain it to them, then we see you come down and discern the thoughts of the people, proving that you're here. That makes you the great pillar of fire, the great Christ of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then these anointed people with your spirit stand here to lay hands on the sick. God, pray that there will not be one unbeliever among them, and everyone may go from your happy rejoicing and watch the disease and affliction of their body leave. Granted, Father, we commit them to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I want some song leader who can lead songs. Come here, Roy. I want everybody with your heads bowed down in prayer and singing in your heart, Only Believe, All Things Are Possible, while Brother Borders leads the song. Everybody start praying now as we pray.
Only believe.
Everybody singing now.
Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe.
Are you praying for him now? Isn't he wonderful? I noticed coming through the lines. Now just remember, there's people here who could testify that has been in other meetings and just passed through a line, be prayed for. And we could pile this thing here full of letters of testimony, signed statements of a doctor's cancer, strokes, polio, everything healed. You see, you must just anchor it and take a hold of it. Don't leave it. Just stay right there. Now, you remember, you begin to notice after a while. Just recently, we had a meeting, and there was a lady come through the line, and she was, it told her about what was her trouble. She had a stomach trouble, a peptic ulcer in her stomach, and it told her, thus saith the Lord, you're healed. And said it told her, go home and eat. And then another lady come through, and she had a growth on the side of her neck here, all, I guess, an inch long or something, and told her the same thing, she's going to be well. And so they were neighbors, and the lady with the peptic ulcer went on, she tried to eat, and she just couldn't eat, and she would try to take some food, and she just vomited up. And finally, it went on for about 2 or 3 weeks, and she just, it just looked like it was just going to lose. And then we'd, in another part of the country, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, and one morning, her children was going to school, and she got up, and every time she'd take anything, she'd just burn and hurt, and she'd just vomit up. And finally, her husband said, honey, I believe you're bringing reproach upon the cause of Christ. Now, you can't do that when you're confessing. Confess means say the same thing. Confession, when you go to an attorney or to make a confession, you say the same thing. And you're saying, by his stripes, I am healed. That's what he said. And you're confessing that he's done it. And she kept on. So one morning, she standing up washing the dishes, crying. And she all at once, she felt a little funny feeling, she said, come over. And her stomach began to feel cool. Well, she never noticed it. She just went ahead washing dishes. She got real hungry. The woman may be sitting here now, for all I know. And she said the children had left some oats in their plate, you know, rolled oats, you know, cooked. And usually, them just burn her up with a peptic ulcer. So she took a spoonful or two, and it didn't bother her. And then after a while, she ate a piece of toast. It didn't bother her. So then she just fried her up a couple of eggs and got a cup of coffee and just had a regular gastronomical jubilee. She just ate right on. Didn't bother her. And she waited about 2 or 3 hours. Nothing, no harm. She ran down to her neighbor to tell her neighbor, and her neighbor was screaming. She thought something had happened. And here she was shaking the sheets in the bed. She just got up. The growth was gone. They couldn't find it. She's shaking the sheets trying to find it. And they both come to the meeting to give testimony before about 5,000 people. What happened? The angel of the Lord. See, I remember Daniel prayed, and it was 21 days before the angel could get to him. How many know that? And when the angel, Lord, pronounced that blessing, what if she had to give up? Satan would have come right in. But she held right on. And he passed through the neighborhood that morning. He knows where you live, all about you. He knows you here. He knows where you're at. When he gives you the blessing, he'll confirm it if you'll just stay with it. He passed through the neighborhood and healed them two women going on somewhere else. He's God. Isn't he wonderful? So wonderful. Now, I think it'd be nice if I could ask you a question. I prayed for you. Soon I'll be in the mission fields over there in Africa and India where witch doctors and devils and everything. Will you pray for me? Will you be praying for me? Thank you. Until we meet. Till we meet.
Till we meet.
Pray for me now that you do that. Now let's all just close our eyes, raise up our hands and sing an organist. Give us the note. I started a little low. Give us a note until we meet. And now, until we meet, and if we meet no more, until across the river, remember, I've told you the truth. I'll be there with the same testimony. I trust that if I never see you again this side of the land, I'll see you over there. But hoping I'll get to see you again here. Until we meet, God be with you. And just have faith, don't doubt, and believe with all your heart. Now, each one of you now that's got a prayer card or don't have a prayer card, and you believe, now while they're getting the line ready, look this way now. One time there was a woman, and maybe she didn't have a prayer card, but she had what had taken, faith. And she passed through the crowd, and she said, if I can just touch his garment, I'll be made well. How many of you ever heard that story? The woman with the blood issue. Now that little woman was determined she was going to touch Jesus. She said, I believe him. I don't care how many of the priests and all the rest of them don't believe him. I believe him. And I believe if I can touch his garment, I'll be made well. I believe he's Messiah. Do you believe he's Messiah? Sure. Now can you touch him? Out to the minister. Where's the minister, brethren? The minister. Now, does the Bible say, minister and brethren, or all you Bible readers, that he right now, Book of Hebrews, 3rd chapter, is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. How many know the Bible says it? Sure. Well then, if he's the high priest and the same high priest, would he not act the same? See? If he's the same yesterday and forever, that's our subject. He'd act the same. Now you say, now if you come up here and touch me, would make a bit of difference. Touch the pastors, would make a bit of difference. Touch your pastor there, whoever it is, wouldn't make a bit of difference. But you touch him.
Amen.
Then how would you know you touched him? He'd work right back.
Amen.
And do the same thing. See? You touch him and see if he don't speak right through here and say, your faith, you had so-and-so, and whatever it is, and tell you what it was, and what happened, and all about it. Now, how many have seen that done hundreds of times? Just raise up your hand. See? Sure. Never fail. Never fail. Why? He can't fail. He's God. See? Aren't you happy to be a Christian? A real born-again Christian, really with the victory of Christ. Now, just you out there in the audience now, you just keep real reverent and say, I'm going to believe it no matter what anybody else does, what anybody else says, I'm going to believe it with all my heart. And just be faithful and believe now. All right. All right. There, the brethren back there, ministers, them's bringing the patients out. Now, I think, yes, this is the line. Now, the one on the engineer on that, I'm trying to keep it a little high because sometimes when the anointing strikes, then I don't know what I'm saying. See, I have to, it's somewhere else, back in line. See? And then when I, just like you dreamed it,
See? And you're dreaming like a dream, if I make it that way to you, yet you're standing right here. You go back for years in people's life and find what they did, what's the matter, what more, and bring it up like that. See? And that's the Holy Spirit. And it tells what was, what is, what will be, and so forth. You just have, watch it and listen close. And you get your tapes, and it'll tell you. Now, here's a man that probably just maybe a little older than I, and I believe we're strangers one another. This is our first time meeting, as far as I know, you and I. We're strangers to each other.
I've been in your meetings.
You've been in meetings.
Never met you.
He's been in my meetings, he said, but had never met me. Of course, there's millions has been in the meetings that I would never know. But we now here's two men that meets for our first time in life. He's just a man standing there. I don't know him. Here's the Bible. I don't know him. I've never seen him in my life. He's seen me from somewhere in the audience in a meeting somewhere. But there he stands. Maybe the man is a make-believer. Maybe he's a believer. Maybe he's not a believer at all. No way. Maybe he's just a man. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's not. Maybe it's domestic trouble, financial trouble. Maybe he's standing there for somebody else. I don't know. But there he stands. And here I am. Now, sirs, we would see Jesus. Now, what could I do for that man? Now, I might walk up to him, put my hands on him and say, are you sick, sir? He'd say, yes, sir. I put my hands on him and say, glory to God, hallelujah. Go, you're going to get well, hallelujah. Well, now, that could be he'd get well. Depends on what he thought about it. No matter my, if he shaking him and put my hands on him, wouldn't do nothing. It's his faith in God that would do it. But now, he'd have a right to doubt that. But if the Holy Spirit can stand here and tell him something, and he has been, like Moses, wrote Genesis, then surely if you tell him what would be, he could believe that, could he? Now, if he would do that, if Christ would do that, how many of you would believe with all your heart? See, the only one fault I find in America, they have seen so much until they just become spectators, you see. Don't do that. You honor Christ. See? Don't pay attention to me. I'm a sinner saved by grace. But now, no matter how much God would anoint me, he's got to anoint him, too. That's right. Wouldn't do a bit of good. He's got to anoint him, too. He's got to anoint you. He anoints you out there. The Holy Spirit fall on you. Then this is just a channel. You don't speak it yourself. He speaks through you. It's a medium in which God uses to speak through. See, it's like this microphone. That microphone's a mute unless something back here is speaking through it. And that's me. How do I know that man? Never seen him. But I'm a mute to him. See? So, sir, we would see Jesus. Now, what would he do? What if a man's sick? Would he say, I'm going to heal you? He couldn't do it. He's already did it, see? By his stripes we were healed. He did it on Calvary. But he would do something to show that he was still Messiah. Was that right? Well, then what would he do? Would he say, look at my nail scars? That's not what he said in the beginning. He just told them what was in their heart and so forth. And they knew that was Messiah. Now that's him, same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe this? Say amen. You say, Brother Bram, what are you waiting on? The angel of the Lord. Sure, I can't do a thing. I'm waiting for it. It don't anoint me. I can't say a thing. It just depends on what. Now he's here. He's here now. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control for the glory of God. I don't know you, sir. We are strangers. But your presence, something, our consciousness, something's going on. Now, the man could not hide his life. He is sick. To heal him, I cannot. There's no way for me to heal him. The man has been to a doctor. He's had an examination. Sure, he's up for an operation. That is right. If that's right, sir, raise up your hand. You believe? Say, you guessed that, Brother Bram. I didn't. Watch again. Look this way, sir. Just like our Lord speaking to a woman. It's his spirit. I'm not him. I'm a man like you. But it's his spirit. Whatever he told you, it was right. Whatever. Yeah, here it is again. Yes. Yes. He's ready for an operation right now. And it's on a bladder trouble and a prostrate condition. That's thus saith the Holy Spirit. That's right. Raise up your hand if that be so. You believe now that you're in his presence? All right. Go believing and you'll be well. You believe? It's just that simple to see Christ moving. Now, lady, we are strangers to each other. Here's You've been in the meeting. When I say stranger, that means I don't know you. You don't know me, and you've seen me in the meetings and things like that. But to know, say, yes, Brother Branham, you come to my house. I know you. We're personal friends. I don't know you that way. And you've just been in a meeting somewhere. I wouldn't have no idea, nothing about you, only just, you're just a woman that's been attended some meeting somewhere. Now, there was a man, here's a woman. Here's a picture of St. John 4. A man and a woman meets the first time in life. To meet face to face. Like woman, the woman of Samaria and our Lord Jesus. Now here's a woman, I don't know her, I've never seen her, she's a total stranger, God in heaven knows that, I've never seen her. But if the Holy Spirit would tell her what she's here for, somebody else or whatever it is, domestic, financial, or sickness or whatever it is, then she'll have to admit that there's some supernatural power here to do that. Is that right? See? Now it depends on what you think it is. You can say Beelzebub, or you can say Christ. If you say Beelzebub, you get his reward. Say Christ, it's his reward. You must believe. Now, what a place it puts you. Does somebody want to take this place? If you don't believe it, come here and take my place once. Always a quiet audience when that's asked. Now, sister, look this way. Why did I call you sister when I looked around? I had my back turned to you, but I felt the Spirit on you that you are a Christian. You're a believer. I don't know you, but I know you're a Christian because the Spirit that's on you and the Spirit that's on me is a relative, you see. You feel like you're welcome. You know, just make it feel good. You're welcome. Now, if the Holy Spirit, like Jesus speaking to the woman at the well, here we are, it's a little panoramic like the well at Sychar I was talking about. Now, being that we're both believers, and we're standing here, the Holy Spirit on both of us. Now, I'm not a preacher, but he gives me a gift. That's my preaching. It's a prophetic gift. And these are just temporary. It'll take your faith to do that. Like the woman that touched his garment said, thy faith has saved thee. See? Now, that's the same thing that takes now. See, it takes your faith. Then he tells me something, where to go in certain places. Now, here, he had need to go by Samaria. Now, I'm on my road to Alaska. But I had need come this way. Well, I felt led to come here. And here I am. Here you come up on the platform. That's all I know. And here you stand. You're a Christian. I'm a Christian. Both of us with the Holy Spirit. And here's his word, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, if he'll reveal to you something that's in your life, you'll know whether it's the truth or not. And he'll make you believe then for whatever you're asking for. Because a Christian wouldn't stand there like that. You're in need of something, or you wouldn't stand there. Will everybody else believe? Does anybody know the person? Yeah? Lots of people know the person. Well, according to medics, you should have an operation too. It's cyst. That's right. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit can reveal to me where those cysts are? The kidneys. That's right. Now, do you believe? You're not from here. You come here about 200-300 miles. You travel a long ways to get here. That's right. That's right. And by the way, you're a minister's wife. You believe God can tell me who you are? Would it help you? Mrs. Johnson, go believing. And be made well with all your heart. You believe with all your heart? Jesus Christ, sirs, we would. You say, how that? Well, that's no more than what he told the rest of them. Do you believe? Sirs, we would see Jesus. That's him. Now go talk to the woman. Ask her. Now here's a man, total strange. I don't know him. Never seen him in my life. He might be eat up with cancer. He might have domestic troubles, financial. I don't know what's wrong with him. He's standing here. Just a man. Now if the Holy Spirit will reveal to that man, you know, that little lady sitting right back over here towards where I'm pointing my finger, suffering with that eczema. If you'll believe with all your heart, you believe it, lady? With all your heart? Little gray-headed woman with glasses on. She suffers with eczema. She's standing there, or sitting there rather, thinking about what was wrong with her, praying in her heart. And now, if that's right, and you believe that God will make you well, stand up on your feet. What did she touch? I asked you, what did she touch? She's 20 yards from me. She touched the high priest. And that high priest is here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't you see? Don't doubt it. Believe it. Have faith. Now, I couldn't help it, sir. I watched a light, you see, and it just went from me, and I seen it hang over there, and I seen the little lady come up here before me. She kept coming before me here, and she is a woman instead of a man, so I just had to speak on what I was seeing. Oh, if this church, if this group of people just believe right now, if just have faith, what would happen? What would take place? Sir, we're strangers to one another. I just want to speak to you in order to just contact your spirit. Here, you're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. That's a little fella. A little boy, been wrecked in an automobile accident. Cut all to pieces, lacerated. Very bad, serious condition. You're here standing for him. That's right. If God doesn't help the little boy, he's got to die. Would you do me a favor? Take that handkerchief out of my pocket. Go put it on him. In the name of the Lord, and don't doubt. Let me hear from him as the meeting goes on. Have faith. How do you do, sir? We're strangers to each other. Another woman. Are you believing? I remember he's just the same out there that he is here. He's all over. He's everywhere. Sister Borders, is that you sitting out there? I can't make out. It looks like Sister Borders sitting there. I can't. Roy, Brother Roy Borders' wife. I guess it isn't. Went right stood over that lady just a minute, and maybe it'll call back again and see what it is. I'm a stranger to you. The Lord knows both of us. If the Lord will explain to me and do something here that what you're here for, will you believe with all your heart? Miss Borders keeps standing here before me somewhere. Miss Borders is in a meeting somewhere. Anything wrong with your wife? Mm-hmm. All right. It just keeps coming here, and there's a bunch of people, somebody by her, and I keep wondering. You are suffering with a tumor. That's right. You believe God can tell me where the tumor is? On the hip. You believe with all your heart. You have complications too, many other things. You believe. That's right. You believe with all your heart?
Yes.
Go believing like that, and it'll all be over. God will heal you and make you well.
The brother Branham, that woman, came with me with eczema. Came with me, and I didn't know until he sat back there. She said she had eczema.
Praise the Lord.
Her getting thrilled to getting in a prayer line, probably is what they're in prayer for one another. Here it is. Oh, I see. I've seen Miss Borders singer. She's praying, and there's one woman sitting by her there. That's praying he's got low blood pressure. If you believe sitting right there, lady, with all your heart, you believe it, and God will make you well with the low blood pressure. Amen. There you are. That's where the prayer was coming from. If you don't believe me to be a prophet, servant, that stumbles the people. Lay your hand on the woman sitting next to you because she suffers with varicose veins. Amen. Believe with all your heart now. Tell me what they're touching. Some little woman sitting there praying for another, and it keeps appearing on the platform. Just believe with all your heart. All right. Come here, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? You believe? You believe that stomach trouble is going to get well?
Yes.
Then go eat your supper. Jesus Christ makes you well. What do you believe? You believe God's going to heal that back trouble and kidneys make you well? Go home believing. Say, Jesus Christ makes me well.
Amen.
Just have faith. Don't doubt. Come, Sarah. You were awful happy when he came out of the line there, when your number was called. God heals heart trouble and can make you well. You believe it? And go on your road believing, and it'll all leave you. You'll be made well. All right? Have faith.
Don't doubt. Lady, what do you think about it? You think if I lay my hands on you, you get well, just sit and lay my hands on you?
Go in. Don't have to. All right, that's good. Go right ahead. Amen. That's the way to do it.
All right. Come, lady. What do you believe, sister? You believe with all your heart? You know God can tell me what's wrong with you, but will you believe it? Then diabetes is nothing for God. He can heal it. You believe it? All right, go on, get well. All right, sir. Come, sir. I'm a stranger to you. Everybody tells you get next to yourself because you're nervous. But you can't get next to yourself. There's something there that makes you nervous. That's right. But you're standing on the spot now where it's left you now. Go believe it and it'll never come back again. Go believe it. Amen. Have faith. Don't doubt. Many things, ladies, trouble, arthritis. Now, you believe God will make you well? Just go stand, praise be to God, and believe with all your heart. Come, lady. You believing out there? God can heal diabetes, anything in the blood. Don't you believe that? Sure He can. Go right on believing, saying, amen. Praise the Lord. You believe, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Go get well now. Believe with all your heart. All right, come right on, sir. You believe God can heal heart trouble? Make prostrate, everything, that nervous and everything go away from you? Then go believe in the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You believe with all your heart?
Amen.
What about the rest of you? You believe?
Amen.
Where's your cripples? I see a wheelchair. What do you say, sir? Look here to me. Do you believe me? You believe me to be God's servant? You do. Look on me then. It's your troubles with your legs. You're supposed to go to a hospital. But you wouldn't do it. Because you thought if you could ever get here, you'd get well and wouldn't have to go to the hospital. That's right. Do you believe it? If you sit there, you're sure to die like the lepers. The doctor can't do you no good. So why don't you accept Christ tonight and believe with all your heart and rise up out of that wheelchair and take the end of it and push it around and go on out the door and go home and get well.
Amen.
Won't you do that? Will you believe it? Then rise up. Don't doubt. In the name of Jesus Christ, take your wheelchair and go home. Do you believe with all your heart? Stand up on your feet. Anybody wants to be healed? Stand up on your feet and believe it. Rise up. I don't care what's wrong with you, how crippled you are, that doesn't make any difference. I'm challenging you. Stand up. Rise up, everybody, every cripple, wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, stand on your feet and be made well. There you are, the whole audience standing. Now, let us raise our hands to God. Heavenly Father, sir, we will see Jesus. Here you are. Not a feeble one among us. Everyone healed. Now we thank you, Father. Now we pray, God, that you'll defeat the devil. And every instant now, cast out all the unbelief. Satan, in Jesus' name, leave this audience. Come out of here. You've lost the battle. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may they be healed, every one of them. Now, everyone knows that the Bible said that Jesus Christ right now is a high priest that can be touched by the healing of our infirmity. If that's right, let the congregation say amen.
Amen.
Is he the same high priest? Say amen.
Amen.
If he is the same high priest, he'd act the same way. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Now, what would you do? Now, to touch me wouldn't make any difference. I'm a man. But to touch him, then he's the Holy Spirit that's in here, then he reacts back. He uses human lips because he's the vine, we are the branches. He doesn't bear fruit. He only energizes the branch. That's just turning my back. So if you see that the thing that I said, I think ministers here on the platform, they're bringing, you can look at me before you wish to. That's all right. Just, as soon as you might know it, because you're the shepherd, you're the one casting these sheep. So just, if you might know it, I want you to pray for me, brother. Because you see why I'm representing the very Christ that you serve. And I'm your brother, fellow citizen of the kingdom, with you, brother. And I'm just sure. See, now, right now, the word that I preach, this is faith. Right now, failure, that's what Satan wants to see. That's all he's looking for. But God's no failure. Just be there. I was my pastor, and I want somebody. Let me turn it. It's all the way around. Let me turn this section first. And then I'll come on over to the other section. Now, somebody back this way, too many, like praying. Back in this way, somebody pray back here now that wants to believe God. Just believe with all your heart. Back in here somewhere. Our Heavenly Father,
I appreciate you and all your messages, everything that you've done. Now help me, Lord. By faith, I believe that your word, I believe that your spirit that called me to do this. Now let it be known that I spoke the truth. I testify to you. I testify, Lord, that I told the truth. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, we're waiting for the interpretation, man. He said, in the Bible, there would be courses of three, and that's the third one. Now we pray that you'll make it known to someone who has them gifts of interpretation. And leave it to you in Christ's name. By the Holy Spirit, I'm trying to bring forth the word that I have preached, in which he has witnessed that will come to pass. I believe with all your heart there is someone standing before me which steps behind me. And it's a woman. And she is suffering with a heart trouble, and she has allergies that's bothering her. She's just behind me. If the woman is not standing up yet, if the audience is looking, I have my eyes closed. She's also concerned about a loved one. That's her husband that's sitting just from her. He's paralyzed as a king. The woman's name is Mrs. Brumley. Believe with all your heart, stand up and accept what you have prayed for, and you'll get what you have for. Stand to your feet.
Is she up? God bless you. I don't know the woman, never seen her in my life. We are strangers to one another. There's... I asked them, go ask them if it's right. Now, if that ain't the same God that was down there just before Sodom, I don't know what is. Somebody else in this section, believe now with all your heart. There's a woman sitting right behind you. She has a deep desire. She's praying for something for God to give her. It's a baby she's praying for. She's right here behind you. Mrs. Holman, you raise up and believe the Lord God. If you believe it with all your heart, you can have the baby that you're praying for. A woman comes in and she's crippled. She's sitting in a wheelchair. She's behind me. She's not from this part of the country. She's from Sacramento, northern Sacramento. She's been very sick. The doctors can't help her. She's been in a hospital. She's had several operations. She's got kidney trouble with her bones. She's just nervous. Well, she's just got complications. She's very bad. Mrs. Beer, there, hold up your hand and believe with the Lord Jesus and be met. God bless you. You believe? God still lives and reigns. If you believe it with all your heart. Here's a little woman looking at her, sitting here. She's suffering with a colon trouble. Her name, I don't know her. But do you believe God can tell me who you are, lady? Mrs. Bergman, you believe with all your heart, and you can be made well. You believe. Here's a lady sitting right over here praying for a friend that just had a wreck. You believe with all your heart, you can have what you've asked for. There's a lady sitting there suffering with headaches. You believe with all your heart, you can be made well. Don't doubt it. Just believe. He isn't the same God. I don't know who He is. He's here if you'll accept it and believe it.
Lord. Can't you realize you're in the presence of God? You do that? Now, I think what we should do right now, as the Spirit's been speaking, come to me, believe me, my people, I think we ought to stand for an altar call right now and let those who that doesn't know Christ come up around the altar here and accept Him as your Savior. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost, you come too to receive the Holy Ghost, because it's just that is going to happen. Won't you come now while we get a card? Someone is going to lead us singing. The Holy Spirit's been speaking. God bless you, sister. That's right. Somebody else step right out with the lady here. Come right up if you got that. God bless you, sister. In the presence where the Bible, the Word, the confirmation, the gifts, everything working, isn't it wonderful right now? Come right up to the altar. Come down out of the balconies. You without God, without being filled with the Spirit. Come now while we sing.
Jesus is
what He's doing among you, showing that He's the same. Move right out every soul that doesn't know Him, not born again. Won't you come now to seek Him? Remember, the same Holy Spirit that knows you. Now that doesn't know God, is not sure of your standing, come on down. Don't have an intellectual conception of it, brother, sister. Don't do that. You might have done any kind of a sensation. You might have blood in your hands, in your face. You might have had shivers and so forth. Nothing against that. That's all right. You might have spoken tongues. You might have danced in the Spirit and still be lost. Right? It's got to be a life that's born in you that takes this Word and makes it live new again. See, Christ is the Word. And if you haven't got faith yet to move into that Word and believe it, won't you come now as the Church of God, as the evening lights are beginning to shine down and the tree's getting ripe. God said He would restore that tree, that same Pentecostal tree, same kind of faith, same everything that they had. That tree will be restored again. Without denomination, without anything, it'll come in the simple power of the Holy Spirit, teaching the Bible just exactly the way it did it. We're promised one in the last days, you know, to come and restore that faith. So I believe He's here tonight in the form of the Holy Spirit. Come now while we sing again, so we'll be sure we've made it. Now remember, if these spirits, you Pentecostal people, certainly believe your gifts of tongues and interpretation. If you can't believe what He's done here, then believe your tongues and interpretation of calling you to the altar. Let everyone come. If you see that working, this working, God working, why, God, how more is the Word here confirming it, saying it is the truth. Come on, one time more now, and you come now.
Thus is passing this way, new way. Jesus is passing this way.
Now let those who believe in God, real sainted ministers and servants of Christ, come moving out while we sing again. Now move up close to the altar around these here and let's pray with them together. Come on, I want you to come here. I can't reach them here with my hands. I want you to come. Some of you ministering brothers, go down among them down there now so you can touch them and lay your hands on them. All right. You that knows God, come moving up around here. Some of you women with these women. You men with these men.
Move up here now. This is an order of God. Move up now, you people. That's it. That's the time. Some of you godly mothers and some of you godly brothers, move up around here now so you can lay your hands upon them in confirmation. Laying your hands upon them, they will receive the Holy Ghost. Now, that's it. That's it. Now, why did you come? Because that you believe, you're convinced that God is in our midst. He is here tonight. He's here working in great signs and wonders. Move right in close, everybody. Move right in so people can have a lot more room. Move right in close. There's more coming down the aisles, you see. Just move in close. How many audience is concerned about these people standing here now of the salvation of their soul? Raise up your hand. All right. Let's all together now lift our hands to God and ask prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we bring to you tonight this audience with the Holy Ghost in our midst, present now, making His Word live new again. Fill every heart, Lord. Come in the power of the Spirit. Grant it, Lord. Cast out every fear, every devil. Move in by the power of God and take over these souls. In the name of Jesus Christ, I commit them to you.
You believe in Jehovah's time? You believe it's really the days that were the days of Lot? Days of Noah? Remember the last message? Is there somebody here for the first time? Raise your hand. I guess Brother Borders has explained to you. You've heard of these before? What takes place? Raise your hands if you have. If you never see it, you'll turn. All right? Now, I'm a stranger to the people here. Some of you people with trouble pray to God and say, God, have mercy on me, I'm sick. Brother Branham doesn't know me, but I hear that you're a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. How many know that? And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know that? Well, now, if he's the same high priest, how would he act if you touched him? The same way he did when the woman with the blood issue touched him. He turned around and told her what her blood issue was and told her to face the Savior. Is that right? He's the same one tonight. If you can believe him, the same way that he was then. You believe in that way? Now you look just the way to me. As Peter and John said to Gate Beautiful, look on us. That wasn't look at them for anything, but look what they're saying. Let's start from over here somewhere. Look this way and believe with all your heart. And say, Lord Jesus, I believe you. And I want to touch your garment. You speak to Brother Brandon and let him know what my trouble is. I'll believe you. You'll do it. Would you do it? Now here's a daring thing. How would I dare do a thing like that? I'd be something wrong with you to make a challenge like that. I've challenged that before half a million people at a time. Couldn't even speak their language, but he never let me down. Why he promised? This is the last day that he promised us, and here it is. I know, friends, you've had a lot of hurt. You have a lot of carnal impersonation. But just let me say one thing to you. Not for my benefit, but for your own benefit. They always had that. But God never had two on the earth at the same time. Never did. But just remember, there's a lot of impersonation, but there's real God. There's real Holy Spirit. There's a real message of God. That is, Jesus Christ died for sinners, rose again from the dead, and returned back to the person of the Holy Ghost to do the same work in the church that he did when he was here. Now, does the Word of God say this? In Hebrews, it says, the fourth chapter, the Bible says that the Word of God is sharper, more powerful than a two-edged sword, cutting asunder, that's cutting both, coming and going, and even to the mire of the bone and a discerner of the thought, the intent of the heart. Is that right? That's the reason he stands before the audience and tells them. And Pharisee said, he's Beelzebub. He would turn around and say, he speaks out loud, but he told them. That's so you could tell the woman about her blood issue, tell the woman she had her husband. And when she did that, he said, well, that's the sign of the Messiah. You see, now the returning, the appearing of the Messiah amongst the people. The Holy Spirit getting the church ready. the other one over and reach him over there. Raise him back up. Set him right down here. The other eye over, she's suffering with high blood pressure. Right. Got a blue dress on, kind of wearing glasses over her face. For the last second or two, she's been feeling a real strange warm feeling around her. That's right. Now your high blood pressure that's been bothering you so bad has left you. You step it, raise up your hand. What did she have? The high priest. Now go ask the lady. I never saw her in my life. I don't know one thing about the woman, but that's true. I've watched that light as moved across the glory when there were from the a glowing light. Nervous weakness. Right? You're not from here. A little place called West Point. Right? You believe God can tell me who you are? Depart from it. Right? That's right. Stand up on your feet. It's left you. Jesus Christ makes you well. You believe? The people are looking backwards for her. Here's this lady right here. Look at light still holding over. Don't you see that? Here it is. Watch. There it is. So that man sitting right there looking at me. Arthur Ryan. Believe with all his heart. God will be well. We're strangers to one another, but not to God. This lady right back here, suffering with a headache. God don't care. Oh, God, Miss Morton, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He healed you from that day. He wouldn't let her pass by. I want to ask you something. Last night, when I spoke to somebody in the building about a headache, you had a real funny feeling. And you were wondering whether it was actually you or not. Isn't that right? Raise up your hand. I'm not reading your mind, but I'm telling you what you've been thinking. Today, you want to be sure that it was you. The reason your faith was saved. Hallelujah. Look at this lady saying, you're set your dress on. If you're pressed for me, set still. You believe the love you'll leave and you'll be saved well? You do raise up your hand, that's what's wrong with you. All right, believe with all your heart. Me. See what I mean? Lady right behind her, raise up her hand. Second back there with a little green looking dress on. Suffering with heart trouble. Yes. You believe God made you well? That's fine, Dan. You will. You'll just believe it. Lady, second one over from you, Mrs. Tillman there. If you believe that God will give you that stomach trouble, Mrs. Tillman, believe me, you'll have your son. You deserve your son. Been waiting for a long time, especially since Pentecost has been on you. You've had many things causing you much trouble, but it's all over now. Just don't think you're going to wave your hands to the people so they can see you. If I'm a stranger to you, keep waving your hands. Jesus Christ will make you well. Do you believe? What is it? Jehovah Jireh. The Lord provides himself a sacrifice. Now, the whole audience becomes kind of like a brewer. Jehovah Jireh has provided a sacrifice for every one of you. Do you believe it? Now you here, raise up your hand. Come up here and stand here just a minute. Will you do it? Jehovah Jireh has provided a sacrifice. You raise your hand and you believe it. You've seen here and know it's possible. If something, look at these people. How many have been called? I don't know now. Maybe it's been raised your hand. Whatever it was, it's been called. It can just keep on going on. Well, while I've got the strength, I want you to come and say, thank you, your Savior. Will you rise up now and come while we sing? I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Will you raise now and come up here? You just raise your hand a while ago and stand around the altar here. seat of Christ. You're in His presence. Come now and prove to the people that you really meant, that you want to be remembered by God, and you've accepted Him as your Savior. Come up now while we all stand and sing.
I am coming to
yeah.
Move in, move in. Come close now, everyone. Every soul of sin of flesh, that mercy was all. Come now, come. For underneath the cleansing blood, lose all their guilty faith. There is a fountain filled with blood. God's coming, Emmanuel, faith. Reverently, feel that heat over the knee now. What is it? It's death. Death to sinners. Now, Christian workers moving around with them now. It's death to keep her dying. Bibles are out. There's a flame. Death is going on around the altar. New life will come after death.
Remember, Jesus only done that one time.